Wah bam bloom bam 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 to the boot. Oh rude. 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 Oh wah bam bloom bam 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 bam. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. I got a girl named Sue. She knows just what to do. She rock to the east. She rock to the west, but she's the gal that I love best. To the booty, oh rude. 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 My wop bop loom up a lump bump bum. I got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Bop, 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 bop. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty, oh Rudy. 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 Oh, wah, bah, bloom, bah, bah, bam, boom.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies. Today, it's 1955, part two of the history of rock and roll. Now, last week, we began with the history of rock and roll part one, and we went to the 1940s through 1954. But today, we're jumping right ahead. And what you just heard was Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. Now, Tutti Frutti is actually Italian for all fruits, if you didn't know that. It's a song written by Dorothy Labastri, and it was Little Richard's first major hit, with his energetic refrain, often described as a wop bop do bop do bop bam bam, and verbal drum pattern that Little Richard had imagined, and his hard-driving sound and wild lyrics. It became not only a model for many future Little Richard songs, but also rock and roll itself. In 2007, a panel of renowned recording artists ranked Tutti Frutti, you ready for this? Number one on Mojo's The Top 100 Hits That Changed the World. Did you know that? Well, you do now, and hailed the recording as the sound of the birth of rock and roll. Some thought that Tutti Frutti was a sexual song, but actually it wasn't. It was, like I mentioned, it's written by Dorothy Labastri, and she says, "I tell you exactly how I came to write that. My girlfriend and I liked to go down to the drugstore and buy ice cream. One day we went in and saw this new flavor, Tutti Frutti. Right away I thought, boy, that's a great idea for a song. So I kept it in the back of my mind, and the next day we started on Tutti Frutti." Little Richard passed away May 9th, 2020, at the age of 87 years of age. Tutti Frutti, a great, great song to remember.
Attention! Attention! This is Deputy Barney Price speaking. This is an emergency. Repeat, an emergency.
Actually, it isn't. They're going right to one of the great songs, The Platter. Get out of here, Barney. We don't want to hear any more from you.
I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. I'm the great pretender, adrift in a world. album. Too real is this feeling of make-believe. Too real when I feel what my heart can't conceal. I'm the great pretender. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I sing to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown. Pretending that you're still around. Just laughing and gay like a clown. I seem to be what I'm not. You see, I'm wearing my heart like a crown, pretending that you're still.
Great Pretender is a very popular recorded by the Platters. It was written by Tony Williams, and it was a super great song in 1955. The words and music were written by Buck Ram. Buck Ram, the manager of the Platters, said that he wrote the song in about 20 minutes in a washroom in a hotel. The song reached number one on Billboard Top 100 charts. The Platters had 40 charting singles on the top 100 between 1955 and 1967, including four number one hits, which were The Great Pretender in 55, My Prayer in 56, and also The Smoke Gets in Your Eyes in 58, and It's Twilight Time. The Great Pretender in 1955 was a great hit, and now one of the most remembered ballads. We're going to another great song by them, Only You. Now we're going to follow right into Only You because it was another top 10 song in 1955. Only You, the Platters.
Only only you.
by the name of Ellis Otha Bates. He was born in 1928 and passed away in 2008. Known professionally, as you are ready for this, Bo Diddley. He was a guitarist and singer who played a key role in the transition from the blues to rock and roll. He influenced many artists, including Buddy Holly, Elvis Presley, the Beatles, the Rolling Stones, and the Animals, just to name a few. He supplemented his income as a carpenter and a mechanic by playing on street corners in Chicago. He landed a regular spot at a club called the 708 Club on Chicago's South Side. Then in late 1954, he teamed up with harmonica player Billy Boy Arnold, drummer Cliff James, and bass player Roosevelt Jackson, and recorded demos of I'm a Man and Bo Diddley. They re-recorded the songs at Universal Recording Corporation for Chess Records, and the record was released on March 1955, and the A-side Bo Diddley became a number one R&B hit. Here he is, Bo Diddley with Bo Diddley.
Baby, diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better take the ring from me. Diddley called a nanny go to make a pretty baby a Sunday go. Oh, Diddley called a bell cat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Come to my house with black cat bones. I take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where's he been? Up to your house and gone again. Oh, diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she was a bird.
Listening to Jim Boyd's Golden Oldies, the History of Rock and Roll Part 2, right here on WABF 1480 AM on your dial, or you can go to our website at WABF1480.com and listen to us live anywhere in the world.
Follow the yellow brick road.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
We're going to follow that yellow brick road right into another Bo Diddley song, I'm a Man.
Now when I was a little boy,
age of five. I had some in my pocket, keep a lot of folks alive. Now I'm a man, May 21. You know, baby, we can have a lot of fun. I'm a man, I spell M A N, man. Was time. I'm a man, spell M A N, man. Going back down to Kansas soon. Bring back the second cousin, Little John the Conqueror. My man, spell him A N, man. Never miss the way I make love to them. They can't resist. I'm a man, I spell M A N.
Well, going back in time here to 1955, Johnny Cash was born J.R. Cash on February 26, 1932, passed away on September 12, 2003. He was an American country singer-songwriter. Most of his music contains themes of sorrow, moral tribulation, and redemption, especially songs from the later stages of his career. He was known for his deep, calm bass baritone voice, the distinctive sound of his Tennessee Three backing band, characterized by train-like chugging guitars, rhythm coupled with increasingly somber and humble demeanor. He would play free in prisons, and he had a trademark on the stage for his show as the Man in Black. Johnny is one of the best-selling music artists of all times. You ready for this? Having sold more than 90 million records worldwide, Folsom Prison Blues was his first hit. He was inspired to write this song after seeing a movie called Inside the Walls of Folsom Prison in 1951 while he was serving in West Germany while in the Air Force. Johnny recounted how he came up with the line, "But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die." He says, "I sat with my pen in hand, trying to think up the worst reason that someone would kill another person. And that's what came to my mind." Johnny Cash in Folsom Prison Blues.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, "Son,
Always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating in a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. You broke my heart when you said we'll part. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh, well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? Tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Now that was a great one by Fats Domino. Last week we played Fats' first big hit, Fat Man. That was in 1954 that he brought that out. And he came right back in 1955 with Ain't It a Shame, and some people call it Ain't That a Shame. So there was two ways to say that song. It sold over a million copies that year and reached number one on the Billboard R&B charts and number 10 on the pop charts. It ranked number 438 on Rolling Stone magazine's 500 greatest songs of all time. Now, this recording that you heard was on Rockin' Rollin' with Fats Domino, his album in 56, and he had a compilation of this come out, Fats Domino Swings, in 1958, and it sold 12 million records. The song gained fame after being covered by Pat Boone, of course, but Domino's version soon became more popular. And it was also brought out again by the Four Seasons, John Lennon in 1975, Paul McCartney in 88, and the group Cheap Trick in 1978. And I guess you can guess what that theme is from. That was definitely the Lucy Show, and I'm sure that you remember everything about the Lucy Show for sure. Well, now we're going to go to another great song. Our next influenced rock and roll is Maybelline, which is a rock and roll song by the great Chuck Berry. It was released in 1955. Chuck's song tells the story of a hot rod race and a broken romance. The lyrics describing a man driving his V8 Ford and chasing his unfaithful girlfriend in her Cadillac Coupe de Ville. This being Berry's first hit is considered a pioneering rock and roll song. Rolling Stone magazine wrote, "Rock and roll guitar starts right here." The record was an early instance of the complete rock and roll package. Youthful subject matter, a small guitar-driven combo, clear diction, and an atmosphere of unrelenting excitement. The song was a major hit with both black and white audiences at that time, reaching number one on Billboard's rhythm and charts and number five on the popular records chart. It has received numerous honors and awards. Soon after its release, cover versions were recorded by several other artists. The title is misspelled. It's Maybelline on several record cover releases. Charles Edward Anderson Berry. He was born October 18th, 1926. He passed away on March 18th, 2017, at a ripe old age of 91 years of age. He was nicknamed the father of rock and roll. He refined and developed rhythm and blues into major elements that made rock and roll distinctive, with songs such as Maybelline, Roll Over Beethoven, Rock and Roll Music, and Johnny Be Good in 1958. Chuck Berry's funeral was held on April 9th in 2017 in Berry's hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. He was remembered with the public viewing by family, friends, and fans at a place called The Pageant. It was a music club where he often performed. He was viewed with his cherry red Gibson ES-335 guitar bolted to inside the lid of the coffin. And now, Chuck Berry in Maybelline.
Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started doing the things you used to do. As I was motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville. A Cadillac rolling on an open road, nothing out run my V8 Ford. Doing about 95, moves bumper to bumper, rolling side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. A Cadillac pulled up to 104, my Ford got hot and wouldn't do no more. The gun got cloud and started to rain. I tooted my horn for the passing lane. My rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Mm-hmm.
can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you used to do. Motor cooled down, the heat went down, and that's when I heard that highway sound. Cadillac setting like a torn lead, 110 a half a mile ahead. Cadillac looking like setting still, and I caught Maybelline at the top of the hill. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You done started back doing the thing you